Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Considered to be the first female ichthyologist in the United States, Rosa Smith Eigenman published her first scientific paper at the age of 22, and would go on to author or co-author a total of 37 papers. After her family moved to California when she was a child, she became interested in the local natural history of the area. At 20 years old, she joined the San Diego Society of Natural History, first as an amateur, and the next year she was the first woman to be granted full membership into the society. Around this time, while exploring the dark rocky caves under San Diego's Point Loma Peninsula, she discovered schools of little pink blind fish, 6 or 7 inches long, about which she published her first paper, naming them Typhologobius californiensis. When a noted ichthyologist noticed her work, she was invited to study with him, starting with a Natural History European tour with other students, and then 2 years spent at Indiana University. Unable to finish her schooling due to an illness in her family forcing her return to California, she continued her work with fish, publishing 20 papers before her marriage to fellow ichthyologist Carl H. Eigenman in 1887. The two immediately began a collaborative career, starting with a study of South American freshwater fishes in the collections at Harvard. In 1891, Carl became the head of the zoology department at Indiana University, and Rosa started to bear more of the burden of raising the couple's 5 children, including 2 with special needs. The Eigenmans published 15 more papers, and were the first to describe 150 species of fish during that career. Invited to speak at the Smithsonian Museum in 1893, she gave a talk entitled Women in Science, where she urged the work of women scientists to be judged with the same criteria as those of their male counterparts, instead of the idea of the work being good for work done by a woman. After her husband's death in 1927, Rosa no longer worked in scientific fields, devoting herself to her children instead. During her career, she and her husband are credited with identifying 35 new genera, and the pair were regarded as the Eigenman and Eigenman authority in the ichthyology community. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.